Tanaya. Jamuna tera vanchari, Jamuna tera vanchari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्श्री श्रीमद अभय शरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की संवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रवणम रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम टेक्स्ट कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 16 Chapter entitled The Bhumi Gita. Sri Rajo Vacha Keno Payena Bhagavan Kaler Doshan Kalau Janah Vidhamisyantyup Chintam Tanme Bruhi Yatha Mune Sri Rajo Vacha Keno Payena Bhagavan Kaler Doshan Kalau Janah Vidhamisyanti Upachittams Tanme Bruhi Yatha Mune Sri Rajo Vacha Keno Paya Bhagavan Kaler doshan kalau janah Vidmisyanti upachintams Tanme bruhi yatha mune Word meaning. Sri Raja Vacha King Parikshit said, Kena, by what? Upayena means Bhagavan, my dear Lord, Kaleh of the age of Kali, Doshan, the faults, Kalau, living in the Kali Yuga, Janah, people. With misyanti will eradicate upachittan accumulated tat that may to me bruhi please explain yatha fittingly mune o sage translation purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. King Parikshit said, My Lord, how can persons living in the age of Kali rid themselves of the cumulative contamination of this age? O great sage, please explain this to me. Purport. King Parikshit was a compassionate, saintly ruler. Thus, after hearing of the abominable qualities of the age of Kali, he naturally inquired as to how those born in this age can free themselves of its inherent contaminations. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Savdvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Translation once more King Parikshit said, My Lord, How can persons living in the age of Kali rid themselves of the cumulative contamination of this age? O great sage, please explain this to me. Here, Parikshit Maharaj is now asking, the Bhumi Gita is going on, and in that now getting all the description of the Kali Yuga, of the different kings, how they will rule, how they will exploit the citizens. So now he is asking about the method of upaya, the solution that how a person can get rid of this. So this Kali Yuga, Kaler Doshan Kalaujana, so this Kali Yuga is full of faults, unlimited faults. Cumulative contamination is there. All the different contamination, all these are combined. They are cumulative contaminations. And he is asking about how to eradicate all these things. Contaminations, all the breaking of the four regulative principles. And further, adding to that, different activities are there. People waste their time in so many activities which are not fruitful, which are not actually helpful for their life. They are just passing their time. Actually, they are not killing their time. Actually, time will kill them in due course of time. So they are wasting their time in so many ways, sleeping, oversleeping, overeating, all these things are there. And people are doing all these activities, the dosas of Kali Yuga, in mass. Not few people are doing. Most of the people in this Kali Yuga, they waste their time and they engage themselves in such activities which are not beneficial to them. And Kali Yuga further promotes these activities, those who are engaged in such activities. And Kali Yuga especially gives remuneration to those people who are expert in wasting their time. And Kali Yuga makes these people as leader. or shows or project these people as a successful people in the society, so the masses follow. It is like you give some bad person something and remuneration, and the rest follows. Rest are not benefited. The one goon or one gunda, he will get benefited out of that, but rest will follow that gunda or that goon or that miscreant, feeling that I will also get success like this. But rest are not going to get benefited. Current position is in the society of the politicians. How they exploit? Who make money? Or in the deal of most of the business, who make money? They will show that you are the king. Customer is the king, but customers are not the king. Customers are just an object and they are going to use it. They say that we are giving you free, free, free. But if anything is free, that means you are the product. They are using it by advertising it free, and you are using, and by your using, they are collecting your data, your resources, and further they are selling it to you. So Kali Yuga remunerates such activity. Like nowadays, I was talking with some devotee while taking prasadam. Those who are serving here, they reside outside. So they were saying, Prabhuji, nowadays mobile games or PUBG games, these are children, adults, all are so much hooked to it that they play as if it is a real game. So one person is sitting in this room, some person is sitting in some other place, some different places, and they all are playing like the real players are playing. So this game, the creator of this game, they make games such that people feel that they are into it. And they remunerate also those who advances further in that game level. Some different levels are there. So if they go ahead, then many people are there who are playing, they will award. So they make money out of that also. So the rest thinks, I can also make money. Someone said that he made 6 lakh rupees in a year. Whole day he was sitting and playing, because by his playing he got some good hand at play, and then someone gave like bonus points. So by giving these bonus points, rest other people feel that I can also earn money through these means. But what is ultimately they are going to do? They are wasting their time. They are not in the real life, they are in the virtual life. They are reciprocating with the person who is on the screen, but they are forgetting that someone else is there in the home, in the house. And with them, they are not reciprocating. Emotionally, they are weak. They are not able to tolerate the difficulties in the life. Like few days back, Radha Gopinath Prabhu was giving example of one minister, like who was introducing the new education policy. That earlier IQ was checked, then EQ was there, then spiritual quotient is also there. But now they look after AQ. Adversity quotient, that how much people or the student is capable of handling the adverse situation in his life. Because as soon as the adverse situation comes, people feel that they are not having option to change, as the options are available in the screen. In the screen, you can change the partner who is playing with you. You can change the weapons with which you are playing. All different times you are having options. Sometimes you purchase different weapons or you purchase different powers by paying that. So all different options are available, but in the real life, options are not so easily available. Once you choose the option, the next options are defined. The next options become narrowed and you have to deal with that situation. But when staying with real life or virtual life, person is not able to handle very efficiently with real life, and that time he fails. Once there was marriage proposal, and the boy said they went to see who is the girl, and there when they meet, so they asked what the girl is doing. So the relative girl said that she is queen in TikTok. So then they asked, what the boy is doing? He's in army, in PUBG. So this is the situation. their real life or virtual life they are playing. So they are fully into it and they feel that they have to utilize their time like this only. And children nowadays mostly they are indoor and they are playing their games there only. And you will find that nowadays many parks are there, they are not so much full as it earlier used to be. Children are playing in their home. And parents also feel, okay, nice, they are there in the home, they are not disturbing me. They are not disturbing me. And they are safe. If they go outside, safety concern is also there. So they feel that this is safe. But actually it is not safe to stay in home and just play with some gadgets. Person is not getting actual benefit in his life. He will just deal with some gadgets and he will not able to deal with the people. And when the situation comes to deal with people, he fails. Most of the time he fails or he is not able to reciprocate as he should. And this disturbs him ultimately. So this Kali Yuga makes some people who are wasting their time, who are utilizing their time or who are misusing their post in a such a way that they are projected as leaders. And people feel that they are the Mahajanas, so we should follow these Mahajanas. And by following them, most of the people are not get whatever is promised. They follow certain people and they are given some remuneration in the shape of money, fame, all these things. But rest, people just follow. Consider the example of Bollywood. How many people just come to try there? Seeing the glitz of this Bollywood, they come to make their career here. But see how many people are there and how many are successful. Very few are successful in this field. Those who can make some hook or crook or any mean. But they are projected as the leaders and masses follows and masses are exploited there. In any field, I'm just saying about one field. Masses are exploited and who exploit? Who are on the top level? The leaders exploit at such places. So, duniya pappu banne ke piche padi hai. And leaders are there to make you pappu. So, if you follow that rat race, then we are also part of that. We have to come out of this situation. Masses loses their money and few make it. Masses lose their time and few make it. And most of the time, few make at the expense of all others. Here bad activities are awarded, they are respected. Money is lost of the most of the people and few people gain this money. But even if some person who are in the top, those who are projected as they are successful, they are also not satisfied from within. It is not that those who are in the top in these activities of Kali Yuga, Kaler Dosha, the Doshas of Kali Yuga, they are not very much satisfied people. They are smiling, they are throwing their parties, but even if the parties they are smiling, the background music is something different. It is not the background music some violin is playing. Background music is always of lamentation, hankering. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, it says, Kalau janishya mananam dukkha sokha tamo nudam anugraha bhaktanam supunyam vyatano dhyasaha. So, there the symptom of the people of Kali Yuga is given. That Kalau janishya mananam, those people who will appear in Kali Yuga, what will be their symptoms? Dukkha sokha tamo nudam. They will be full of dukkha, sokha, lamentation, misery. They will be suffering and tamo nudam. So, these are the qualities of people. Even if they are successful, the background music is the same. Lamentation, hankering. They are not satisfied. They will project themselves that they are satisfied. That's why we see that even the successful people sometimes commit suicide. They are frustrated in their life. They go through depression. Why? because these are the background musics which are going on. Then, seeing the condition of people, such people in Kali Yuga, the great personalities, they feel compassionate. That how can these people be delivered? Anugrahaya bhaktanam supunya vyatanod yasaha. And to anugraha, to give mercy on whom? The devotees. So, to give mercy on devotees, bhaktanam supunyam vyatanod yataha. The glories of the Lord do different pastimes so that his devotee can be delivered, those who will appear in Kali Yuga. So it is not that his devotee who are going to appear in Kali Yuga or going to born in Kali Yuga, practicing sadhakas, they will be free from these things. No, they will be also part of that. But to give mercy, to have anugraha on these people, dukkha soka tamonudam, he bestows his mercy by performing different pastime. And similar is the devotees of the Lord, who feeling compassionate towards the living entity, he preaches, he performs his activities. The characteristic of sadhu is that par dukkha dukhi. When he sees that other person is suffering, he also feels the pain. Sometimes you also feel pain. Sometimes we are not able to help, but we also feel that how can we benefit other people. So these are the quality of sadhu. And it is not that sadhu is only who is staying in a temple. Anyone who is having genuine quality of this thing, he is sadhu. There is one story of sadhu that once he was taking bath in river and a scorpion was drowning in the water. So he tried to save that scorpion, but time and again he was taking that scorpion with his hand, the scorpion was biting. So few times it happened, and one hunter was just sitting on the bank of the river. When he saw, he said to sadhu, "What are you doing? You don't know? This creature will only bite you. So leave it. Let it drown. Let it get drowned." But sadhu said, "No, how I can leave it? This is the nature of that living entity. He is not biting due to enmity towards me. It is his nature that he is going to bite, or he will bite. But how I should leave my nature? That my nature is to be compassionate, to help others. We can't, after hearing this story, we can't go and save some snake if it's drowning. We know what is going to happen. We should judge our own level, that which level we are in, and try to be compassionate on that level. Otherwise, our compassionate thing will be compassion, it will only be on pseudo level. And we will harm rather than getting benefited. So different examples from the Shastra is there, that how the sadhus or people who are devotees, they are compassionate towards other living entity and they are helping others. They try to help. This is the sadhu swabhav. And they desire to uplift others. When we see in the Bhagavatam that in the Mahabharata, that King Yudhishthir, when Duryodhan was attacked by Yaksha, he asked his brothers to go and help him, Duryodhan. But other brothers were not ready. So he was genuinely feeling compassionate. He said, "No, go and help him." So this is the swabhav of sadhu, that he tries to help. In the story of Vidura, when he was insulted in the assembly by Duryodhan, that he is the son of kept maid servant and he is doing all the things which are favorable for Pandavas, and he insulted. So after hearing the insulting words, what Vidura did, he didn't reply. Sa ittam atyulbana karna baner bhratuh puro marmasu taditopi swayam dhanur dwari nidhaya mayam yatha vyatho ayad uri manya yanaha. So by hearing the words which were piercing the ears like arrows, they were so much giving agony, but what was his reaction? He just left that place. He just kept his bow and arrow at the door of Duryodhana. Gaur Krishna Maharaj in his lecture says that उन्होंने अपना राइफल वहीं पर छोड़ दिया, लो अभी अभी से कोई मतलब नहीं, एंड ही लेफ्ट थिंकिंग दैट दिस इज द मर्सी एंड दिस इज द विल ऑफ कृष्णा, सो आई शुड एक्सेप्ट दैट. एंड ही डिडंट रिस्पॉन्डेड टू दिस इंसल्ट, ही डिडंट रिप्लाइड एनीथिंग एंड जस्ट लेफ्ट दैट प्लेस. सो दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ साधु, दैट ही एक्चुअली ही फील्स कंपैशनेट, ही फील दैट ही शुड नॉट रिस्पॉन्ड. प्रहलाद महाराज ही वॉन्टेड टू लिबरेट ऑल द पीपल ऑफ दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड, सीइंग द सफरिंग ऑफ ऑल द पीपल ही वॉन्टेड टू लिबरेट. एंड इन सीसी वी सी दैट हाउ फीलिंग कंपैशनेट ही इज सेइंग दैट प्लीज लिबरेट ऑल दिस पीपल हु आर सफरिंग इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड लेट मी सफर ऑन देयर बिहाफ. सो इट इज नॉट, एंड इफ वी ट्राई टू इमिटेट दिस इट विल बी लाइक एरोगेंस ऑन आवर पार्ट. वी आर नॉट ऑन सच लेवल दैट वी विल सो आवर कंपैशन टू ऑल द पीपल इन सच ए वे दैट वी आर रेडी टू सफर. सो वी शुड ऑलवेज गेज आवर सेल्फ दैट विच लेवल वी आर इन, एंड देन वी शुड सो आवर कंपैशन. अदरवाइज इट विल नॉट बी बेनिफिशियल फॉर अस ऑल्सो, इट विल नॉट बी सस्टेनेबल, एंड लेटर वी विल ब्लेम अदर्स ऑल्सो. सो बट हियर वासुदेव दत्ता ही इज प्रेइंग इन सीसी दैट प्लीज लिबरेट ऑल दीज पीपल्स एंड आई एम रेडी टू सफर फॉर ऑल दैट. जीवेर दुख देखी मोर हृदय बिदरे, सर्व जीवेर पाप प्रभु देह मोरे सिरे. जीवेर पाप लाया मुई करो नरक भोग, सकल जीवे प्रभु घुचाओ भवरो. प्लीज लिबरेट देम फ्रॉम दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड लेट मी सफर ऑन दिस देयर बिहाफ. सो बट प्योर डिवोटी दे आर कंपैशनेट, but they don't feel that they are able to do it. They pray to Lord that please you bestow your mercy, by your mercy only these things will be possible. Otherwise the normal tendency of this material world is that people feel that I am capable of doing that, so I will do it. And in the neophyte stage this only happens, that even in the name of compassion we feel that I am very much compassionate and I will deliver the people, I will help them and they will be benefited. But instead of helping, later on we see that we are affected by helping on a unmatured state. So here Parikshit Maharaj is also very much compassionate. He is feeling compassion. He is saying all these things. Parikshit Maharaj was a compassionate, saintly ruler. Thus, after hearing of the abominable qualities of the age of Kali, he naturally inquired as to how those born in this age can free themselves of its inherent contamination. So here Parikshit Maharaj is also showing same principle, that he is feeling compassionate towards the soul, towards the living entity, that how they can get delivered. And recent example is of our Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON, that when he was going to America on the order of his spiritual master, on the boat of Jaladuta, when he reached Boston Harbor there, he wrote a poem, a bhajan, Bodo Kripa Koile Krishna, Adha Mera Prati, Ki Lagiya Nile Hetha Koro Ibe Gati. So he is praying that, Bodo Kripa Koile Krishna, Adha Mera Prati, O Krishna, you have done very much favor to this fallen soul. Who is fallen soul? He is himself projecting as fallen soul. Although he is such an advanced stage, but he is genuinely feeling that I am unable to deliver these people. And what are the qualities of these people? All qualities he is describing. Kalera dosha. And he is saying, O Lord, you have some purpose here, I think. Ache kichu karja tabe ei anumane, nahe kenu anibena ei ugrasthane. This is such a horrible place, ugrasthan. Gross material activities are going on. So I think you have some plan. That's why you have sent me here. You have brought me here so that I can do something. Tabe jadi tab kripa hoye ahetuki. No, before that he is saying, Rajas tamo gune ar sabaye achanna vasudeva katha ruchi nahe se prasanna. These people, they are fully into mode of ignorance and passion. They are covered with these qualities, these modes. Vasudev Katharuchi, they have no inclination for hearing the glories of the Lord. And tabe jadi tabe kripa hoy ahetuki sakale sambhav hoy tumi te kautuki. If your mercy, only when your mercy will be shown, then these people can be delivered. Otherwise it is not possible. He is not saying that I am going to deliver them. I have been given a special permission from Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, from the Sada Goswamis. I have been instructed from my spiritual master since the very beginning, go to West, preach to the English spoken crowd. But he is feeling so much compassionate. When he was there in the Radha Damodara temple, there one neighbor used to describe later on that he used to hear the crying sound in the night. And one night he went on his terrace and he saw that one person was brooming the courtyard and he was crying. He was praying to the Samadhi of Goswamis. So, and later on he came to know that he was none other than Srila Prabhupada. So he was crying, crying with tears, genuinely with the heart, that please empower me, please give me your mercy so that I can fulfill the orders of my spiritual master. It is not that I have given my spiritual master, so I will go and preach and I will do all things to preach others to all the fallen souls. No, he was always very much compassionate to these people. Tomara ichchay sab hoy maya bas, tomara ichchay nas mayar prakash. By your mercy, by your desire, people are covered with illusion, and by your mercy, they can be delivered from this illusion. Tabe ichcha hoy jadi tadera udhar bhujibo nischay tabe katha se tomar. Bhagavatera katha se tab avatar dhira hoy sune jadi kane bar bar. So the solution is also he is giving, that if these persons, if they become patient in hearing your katha, your pastimes, then gradually they will be elevated. They will be gradually elevated from their position. And further he writes the different slokas of Bhagavatam, that nashta prayaso bhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavate uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. By regularly hearing this Bhagavatam, they will be delivered from this position, and bhakti will be developed in their heart. So Prabhupada is always mentioning that nityam bhagavata seva, not one day doing bhagavata seva or just for 7 days. We arrange sometimes these 7 days, but this 7 day bhagavata katha is like just giving them some, trying to give the taste to the people in general, so that they can appreciate the Bhagavatam and they can hear it regularly. Even in Bhagavatam Mahatma it is written that earlier also the Bhagavat Saptah was there. Sometimes Sanat Kumara spoke to Narad Muni, then the example of that Gokarn, he spoke for his brother Dhundukari, and all the villagers, they got verified, they went back home, back to Godhead. So the process of Bhagavat Saptah is there. But in that Bhagavat Saptah also it is glorified. This is the same verse is spoken, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Not just after hearing 7 days, you stop. It is like then Karma Kanda. You did some activity to get some Phalasruti. So person may get Phalasruti, but the actual Phalasruti is that when you worshipping the Bhagavatam, you develop the desire to serve Krishna, and not for 1 day, 2 day, for eternally. So that the person or the living entity can come out the clutches of this material world and go back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada is praying to Lord here that I am just a puppet in your hand. On myself, I will not be able to do anything. He is saying there, Aniyache jadi prabhu amare nachate nachao nachao prabhu nachao se mate kashthera putali jatha nachao se mate. Oh my Lord, if you bring me here to dance, then please make me dance as a puppet dance in the hands of puppeteer. So this shows the mood of Prabhupada, that he's trying to do his activity, but he is saying that I am a puppet in your hand. Whatever way you want to make me dance, please make me dance and utilize me so that I can fulfill the orders of my spiritual master. Otherwise, For Prabhupada, it was not his personal desire that he should go to West and preach. Only to fulfill the orders of his spiritual master. And when the orders of his spiritual master is there, the disciple thinks how he can perform it better. He applies his brain also. It is not that once we have got instruction and just after once trying, we feel that I am not successful, let leave it. One should put his heart, put his endeavor, and only after sufficient consideration, if he is not getting success, then he should consult that what he should do. Otherwise, that very tendency is to leave the place, leave the work unfinished if one is not successful in some few attempts. We see that many preachers who are there, after going to one college, slowly, they, maybe sometime, some year, no one is there. It appears that nothing is fruitful there. But if they continue their preaching, slowly students start become devotee, or congregation starts become devotee, they start becoming devotee, and gradually it improves, gradually it increases. So all the places the struggle is there, but one has to surrender to the higher authority, and also according to his capacity. This is also very much important. In the name of compassion, we can't imitate someone else and try to deliver others. Then we will be in very much difficulty. Later on, we will not be there. What to say about others whom we are preaching? We will not be there. And people will just, they will not be inspired. So these are the some thoughts. And here Prabhupada last, he is saying that bhakti nai veda nai name khub dharo, bhakti vedanta name ebe sartha karo. So Prabhupada is saying, I don't have any bhakti. And I don't have the knowledge of Veda. Bhakti nai veda nai naam khub dharo. Only for name's sake I have given this name, bhakti vedanta. Naam to bahut ho gaya hai. But if you want bhakti vedanta naam ebe sartha karo. But if you want, please you make my name sarthak, that it has some value, then please you bestow your mercy. So this is the mood of all the pure devotee or all the advanced devotee who are genuinely praying to the Lord that please help these living entities, and they are genuinely compassionate to the living entity in this world so that these living entities can be delivered from this material world. Hare Krishna. Any question or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki, Samveda Bhaktavrinda ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Krishna.